Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present The Umbrella Maker's Son, a novel of World War II, by Todd Lending, performed by Fred Berman. For my ancestors who perished in the pogroms, ghettos, and camps, and for my great-grandpa, Raphael Lending, 1859-1914, the Umbrella Maker, who knew to move his family out of Poland before it was too late. Part 1. Krakow. 1. The night before everything changed, I had a vision. Zelda gripped my hand, leading me through a pitch-dark forest with no path. The fall air was cool, the sky ink-black and moonless. Our footsteps crushed dry leaves and snapped twigs and branches, breaking the haunted silence. Oaks and elms loomed over us with their long and knobby arm-like limbs twisting and bending above. An eerie wind, heavy with the scent of damp soil, rustled the dying leaves. The dark wood, full of ghosts, reminded me of my family, making me long for them. "Which way is it?" I whispered to Zelda. "I'm not sure. Maybe this way." Still clasping my hand, she towed me toward the marshy scent of the Vistula River. We crossed a small meadow of wet, tall grass and entered a tangled thicket that clawed at our arms and legs. The ground turned soft. Black clay sucked at our boots, the pungent river scent growing stronger. Shadows darted between trees. "Germans," I thought. I wanted to run. "What's wrong?" asked Zelda. "Nothing." I didn't want her to think I was afraid. We followed the rippling sounds of water running over rocks and logs to a clearing. The river revealed itself, its glassy water shimmering in starlight, snaking between shores overgrown with dense bushes and brambles. Next to the river, several weeping willows dipped their stringy branches into the water. One of them was the same willow where I had kissed Zelda for the first time, hidden beneath its curtain of branches. We were 12 years old. She had initiated the kiss. I was shy. She was bold. 4 years later, at that same willow, I got up the nerve to ask her to marry me. "I will," she said, "when we're older." She led me to that willow. We sat beneath it, our eyes locked on the river, waiting for a boat to take us north, somewhere far away from the dark forest and shadows. As we watched for the boat, small black domes floated on the surface of the water, drifting toward us. When they got closer, I realized they were umbrellas. 2. My alarm abruptly ended the vision at 6 in the morning. It was the first day of the new month, 1st of September, 1939. I'd turned 17 3 days earlier. As I lay there in bed, sheets moist with sweat, my mind drifted, disturbed by the vision, unsure of its meaning. At the foot of my bed, the thin white window curtains fluttered and billowed in the unusually warm wind coming off the river. They reminded me of Zelda's sleeveless blue summer dress with yellow sunflowers. I liked that dress. It showed off her long, slender arms, freckled and tanned by sun and wind. I was hoping she'd wear it that morning. We were to meet by the river soon to take our morning walk, a ritual of ours, before parting for work. I got out of bed, threw open the curtains, and started for the bathroom, when a heavy blast echoed in the distance, like a burst of thunder. But that couldn't be right. Warm sunlight was pouring through my window. I scanned the morning sky above the 3- and 4-story apartment buildings lining our neighborhood, Kazimierz. The sky was cloudless, a seamless expanse of brilliant blue. Then another blast, closer this time, rattled the windows and doors. This was not thunder. I yanked on my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?